Bandy, first thing I've got to ask you, the first penalty, or wasn't a penalty, when Mike Fish got yellow carded, what did you make of that? Because it looked a penalty to me.
I'd say you're maybe a bit further up than me, but from where I was stood, why would you dive when you're going to take a touch and put it in the back of net? And from that, he's ended up coming off, probably would have dislocated his shoulder. His shin pad and his sock was all ripped. So, again, maybe when we did get the penalty, the ref was making up for the one he should have given us, but it looked blatant from where we were.
Yeah, it looked blatant to me as well. I mean, you won the game, you came back well, but you made hard work of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think they had two mistakes by us first half. But again, the first one, Mike Fish give it away, but the lads got to run half a length of the pitch. And the second one, they've caught us on the break again, but so we've not played for 3 weeks, the lads rolled their sleeves up second half and probably deserved the victory. So we could have been outside, 8 or 9 chances first half, but Kendall got a young side, never give up. Budget's been cut, so they're just throwing everything at him. We had to defend right to the end there to get the result.
Well, you created a lot of chances. You took two and a penalty, but you could have had, I don't know how many goals.
I think the first half, two off the line, keepers pulled one off the line. I think Sam Robinson missed an open net, maybe laying it off. Tom Dean with an header. It's just like when they went 2-1 up, I thought it's just going to be one of these days, but fair play to the lads, they rolled the sleeves up and got 3 points, which, again, we're not playing for 3 weeks. I thought both sides played some good football.
What did you say to them at half time?
Let's play the same way. Their six in the first half was blocking every challenge, every ball put into the box, the keeper was having worldies. I thought it was the best we played for a while, football-wise, and then we took our chances second half. Don't know how long Fish is going to be out, but he was going to be staying off. Sam Robinson was going to come off, but worked out Sam got the penalty for the third one, so a bit of lady luck there for us.
They're a bit of a bogey side for you, aren't they, Kendall? Or shall we say the games tend to be eventful?
Well, I think 5-4 last year, or 6-5 away last year. I think me and Carl got sent to the stands. We played him early on in the season. Ryan Marley, own goal, penalty, come off injured. It's never a quiet game, so if you want to come watch a decent game, always pick Mosley and Kendall.
So, you see, you're not playing for 3 weeks. It was good to get back. 3 points. We're in the last third of the season. Playoffs aren't looking impossible.
Well, that's what I said to him. We had 18 games left. It's nearly Saturday. Last year, I think we were... about 18 points off the playoffs and missed out by two, so I think we're four off before today's game. Obviously a couple of teams got games in hand, but if you've got to go spend him on a Tuesday and other teams like that, you've got a good chance. We've got Prescott away next week, who, when we played him here, managed his first game and he beat us 2-0.
And you've got a Nigerian striker on the bench. Let me see if I can pronounce his name. Nduma Chilaka.
We just call him Endo, it's a lot
Endo.
Easier. He's got loads of goals in the Alliance League down Leicester. He's up here studying, so he's done well in training. He's just got to buy his time now and get a game. Like Dave Short's top goal scorer, but he was on the bench today because Sam Robinson's done well in training as well, so keeps everyone on their toes.
And you see, I know we're pressing this point, three weeks without a game, but it's good to get back and you move on from here.
Well, that's it. Three games and I think 7 points. Draws them all sitting today, so let's keep going week by week. If we don't train Tuesday, give people time to get over their injuries or knocks. And we'll get next Saturday at Prescott. I'd just like to say, while you're on there, Tom Smythe, our physio's leaving, and John Lucas, who was at Hyde with us a couple of years ago, away, well, he's coming on board. So just like to say thank you for Tom for his help for the last 12 months.
All right, cheers, Bandy.
Cheers for that.